This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Welcome to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where the Word of God will continuously go forth and the Spirit of God will freely move as the love of God is unconditionally shown. And now, Pastor Robert C. Lee.
Amen, amen, amen. Truly, it's a pleasure to be alive today. Amen. For that, I just want to say thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way. Today, I would just like to give God praise because truly he is worthy. For the scriptures say God is a great God. This is yours truly, Robert Lee, coming from you live in the studios of KAYT. Amen. 88.1. Wishing each and every one of you a blessed day. Amen. And my prayer is that the blessing of God will continuously be upon you, not only according to his riches and glory, but also according to his perfect will for you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Now, just a little public service announcement. On next Saturday, which will be April the 9th, Unity Fellowship is a group of pastors that have got together, churches collectively that have gotten together, will be having an Easter celebration at the Helen Black Park in the All Mill Quarters on 15th Street. Amen. That will be an Easter celebration at the Helen Black Park in the All Mill Quarters on 15th Street. Amen. And we invite you all to come out and bring your kids. We will have food, games, and fun. Amen. Praise God. Because as we all know, the day is coming where we will be celebrating the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. Amen. Praise God. Now, I just would like to share a little something with you all. In the book of Numbers, chapter 14, the 26th and the 27th verse, states, and the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, how long shall I bear with this evil congregation which murmur against me? I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, which they murmur against me. Say unto them, as truly as I live, said the Lord, as ye have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. So what it's saying is that people are always got something to say about something. And a lot of times what people got to say, they are complaining or they are talking about something behind someone's back. So I come to you today just to be mindful, to encourage you to be mindful of what you say. All Christians, all believers, all citizens of the kingdom must be very careful. It is extremely dangerous to murmur. In short, Webster Dictionary defines murmuring as complaining. Amen. In the world of today, there are many ungodly murmurers. Complaining and murmuring does not give God glory. What it does is it repels people away from God because there are people, they are selective about where they go. And as I minister in the streets and I talk to people, the first thing that they'll say, church people ain't no better than regular people because you got just as much mess going on in the church as you got going on in the streets. It's just a different kind of mess. So I want to encourage you to be mindful of what you say about people when you say it and what you say. Now, I can truly admit to you that There have been times when I've said some things that I shouldn't have said. There have been some times when my coattail got pulled. Amen. You see, I'm not coming to say I'm better than you, but I'm coming to say it's something that we all need to work on. Amen. Because according to the scriptures, it is very clear that God despises murmuring. Because we have a God that's doing the best that he can for us at all times. He's blessing us beyond our imagination. Amen. I can truly say I have what I have today only because of the Lord. You see, trials that happen in life are to build us up in Christ. And we can rest assured that all things work together for the good. So rejoice and count your blessings daily. Remember, Brother James said in the book of James, to count it all joy, even when you fall into divers of temptation. And then he followed up with that verse and say, let patience have her perfect work. Amen. So I come to you to encourage you to rejoice. Amen. Just say, thank you, Lord. If you got something to say, don't say what you got to say. Say, thank you, Lord. And God, let God intervene. Let God work it out. Let God be the solution. Amen. Praise God. And tell God, even though in the worst of situation, and let God know that you will trust in him no matter what comes your way or what you have to endure. Never let Satan, let me say that again. Never let Satan, let me say that again. Never let Satan take away your joy in Christ. Amen. Never let Satan take away your joy in Christ. Because remember, the devil is waiting. His job is to what? To kill, steal, and destroy. He don't want you to have peace in your life. Now, just off the top of my head, I have seven reasons why it is dangerous to murmur. The first reason I want to say it does nothing but causes unneeded stress. Because when you're murmuring, all you're doing is worrying about something that you need not worry about. Remember, you'll find that in the Bible, it say the birds of the air, they don't worry about what they need to eat. All they do is fly around and chirp all day long, and God provides for them. If God will provide for them, what makes you think he won't provide for you? Amen. Now, the second reason I would like to say, you might get what you want, just like the Israelites got the food they crave in full. Remember when the Israelites, they were when the manna came down from heaven, they were hungry and the manna came down from heaven. And then they start crying out that we don't have no meat to eat. And they start wanting meat. And God said, okay, I'm going to give you meat. I'm going to give you so much meat that you're going to be sick. You see, I come to realize that the world has a lot to offer us. Oh, yeah, the world has a lot to offer us. But what it does not sustain us, it will not last. But what God provides you with will last and stand the test of time. You forget. And the third thing I want to say, when you're murmuring, you forget all the things that God has done for you because your mind is so focused on negativity till you can't focus on positive things in life. Amen. And the fourth reason is the Israelites were killed because of it. Amen. God opened up the earth and swallowed them because they were always doing what? Complaining. And don't forget about when they wander around in the wilderness for 40 years. That happened because they were what? Disobedient and complaining. And the fifth reason I want to say, it deteriorates your faith. Because when you focus on the negative, you can't focus on positive. Amen. When you focus on the negative, you might say, I got a problem with that person, so I'm not going to church today. Hey, I got a problem with that person, so I'm not going over there today. You see, we should love our brothers despite of who they are. Let me say that again. We should love our brothers despite of who they are. You see, it's not about we should be holding grudges toward one another. You see, we need to learn how to let go
and let God. Amen. Let me say that again. Let go and let God. Amen. What you got a problem with, say, God, take it away from and remove, creating me a clean heart and renewing me a right spirit. Amen.
And the sixth reason
to give Satan an opportunity to sneak in. It opens us up to many lies. Amen. You see, when we focus on the negative, amen, and then when we start having negative thoughts, then we don't want to do that. What we know that is right. Because I want to focus on doing the things that we want to do. You see, it's not all about what I want to do. I come to realize it's not all about what I want to do. I come to realize it's not all about what I want to do. You see, I'm here to be about my Father's business. I'm here to live a lifestyle that's pleasing in the eyesight of God. I'm here for His glory. So my actions should dictate His glory. Amen. Should do the thing, I should be doing the thing that God will receive the glory from. And murmuring and complaining is not one of them. And then when we're murmuring and complaining, it gives a poor testimony. Because who wants to be around? Let me say that again. Who wants to be around? Let me say that again. Who wants to be around someone that's always complaining? Who wants to be around someone that always has a problem with something? Who wants to be around negativity? Amen. Now let us take a look at what the Bible says about murmuring, or should I say complaining. Philippians 2, 13 and 15 says, just to paraphrase it, for God is working in you, giving you the desires and the power to do what pleases Him. So do everything without complaining and arguing, so that no one can criticize you. Live clean, innocent lives as children of God, shining like bright light, shining like a bright light, shining like a bright light. For remember, we are the light of the world, shining like a bright light in a world full of crooked and perverse people. James 5 and 9 says, do not complain, brethren, against one another, so that yourselves may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing right at the door. Amen. 1 Peter 4, 8 and 10 say, above all, love each other warmly, because love covers a multitude of sins. Amen. Welcome each other as guests without complaining. Each of us, as a good manager of what the Lord has blessed us with, must use the gifts that God has blessed us with to serve others. Amen. Let me say that last sentence again. We must use the gifts that God has blessed us with to serve others. Remember that movie, New Jack City? It had a phrase in there that Dino Brown and G Money used to always say to each other, am I my brother's keeper? Amen. Let me say that again. Am I my brother's keeper? Now, I'm going to let you marinate on that. And when you marinate on that, don't think about it in the worldly sense. Think about it in a spiritual sense. Amen. Now, when it comes to wickedness, Jude 1 and 16 say, these are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts. And their mouth speaking great swelling words, having men's personal admiration because of advantage. Simply saying that sometimes when people are murmuring and complaining about something, they got an ulterior motive. Amen. So I come to encourage you today to not murmur and stop complaining. Amen. And remember, April the 9th, from 10 to 2, at the Helen Black Park on 15th Street, there will be an Easter celebration. About six churches have come together collectively to make this an event. So bring your children out, and there will be food, fun, and games. Amen. Give God all the praise. Give God all the glory. Everybody just say hallelujah.
Welcome to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where the Word of God will continuously go forth and the Spirit of God will freely move as the love of God is unconditionally shown. And now, Pastor Robert.